The first coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Don Lucia. The Gophers entered this season as the four-time defending Big Ten champions and were selected as the favorite to win the 2017-18 title by the conference coaches. Coach, if you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. Looking forward to an exciting year of Big Ten hockey when every year begins. You missed some of the players that you lost off last year's team, obviously missing Jake Bischoff and Big Ten Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, and Justin Kluse and Vinny Lettieri were three really important cogs. But at the same time, we welcome our incoming freshmen. Novak and Lindgren have both recovered 100% from their injuries and will be ready to go when the season begins. Also look forward to having Matt Robson, our new goalie, who will be eligible in December to push Eric Shearhorn, our Big Ten Goalie of the Year. Look forward to having Notre Dame in our conference to give us a seventh team. And I think the one thing we saw last year with the Big Ten is it's a conference that's really on the rise with three, and including Notre Dame, four teams that made the NCAA tournament a year ago. And I think this is going to be the most competitive year we've ever had in the Big Ten. So I know we're looking forward to it, and a tremendous challenge this year with the quality of the competition we'll be facing.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open the call for questions now.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Your first question is from John Finneran, South Tribune.
Just was wondering, with your background with Notre Dame and such, what does it mean? How long was this kicked around about having Notre Dame join the Big Ten, and what does it mean for the conference?
Well, I think if you go back to even when the conference was formed, when we had six teams, I mean, there was some talk at that time, should we be including Notre Dame in the new Big Ten conference at the time. I think it was settled on that we'll just go with the existing Big Ten schools. But when you looked at if we're going to expand, much like lacrosse had done with John Hopkins, that you looked at somebody that was a like institution, was in the footprint, and Notre Dame was a natural. And for me personally, I can go back to, what a college hockey conference when back in the 70s, which was part of the old WCHA, when Notre Dame, Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Minnesota were all part of that league. So, now we're kind of back to the future with the teams in. Obviously, with Penn State and Ohio State, we have seven, and I think we're going to have a really good league this year.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, next question is from Tom Alewski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Don, what do you think surprised people about your team this season?
You kind of broke up, Todd. Can you repeat the question?
Sorry about that. What do you think will surprise your team about this season? Or surprise people about your team?
You know what? I don't know yet. I think I like what I've seen so far. I think we'll be pretty good up front and deeper than maybe what we were a year ago. But you really don't know until you get going with games. I mean, the beauty of college is that you do lose your seniors, and, we did lose Ryan Collins, who turn pro early, which we all get faced with now, but it's just how you meld the new guys, who's going to play with who, which guys will, step forward and, maybe be a little bit better than you thought they would be. So until you get on the ice and you've played for a month or two, then you get a much better feel of what your team's all about.
Thanks, Tom.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Joe Christensen, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Do you think the league will feel different, not just Notre Dame, but some of the coaching changes, Michigan, Michigan State? I mean, do you think this will feel kind of like an evolution for the league too?
Well, yeah, I think that a combination of, adding Notre Dame, having 24 league games as opposed to 20, I think that the strength of the conference is really growing right now, and you kind of saw it start to happen last year. Obviously, with Michigan, Michigan State, they're going to be on the rebound now and better days ahead. And I just look at the conference as going to be just ultra competitive. I mean, I know when I sat down and tried to figure out my ranking. I mean, I didn't know, you know, who to put where, to be quite honest, because there's a lot of quality players returning, and I think the league is going to be without question better than it ever has been.
And second question, just what are the early returns so far on Casey Mittelstadt, kind of the early impressions he's making on the ice there?
Well, I mean, we've only had some 30-minute practices, but obviously he's a talented player. I mean, you don't get picked that high in the draft without a tremendously high skill level. He's competitive, but I think what I've enjoyed the most about him so far is he's a humble kid. I mean, he's one of those elite players that, you know, you walk in the locker room and, you know, you could say, you know what, he's a fifth-line guy. He just, there's no ego. He's all-team. That's the way he was last year, you know, electing to stay at Eden Prairie High School and try to win a state title. And he's all about the team, and it's fun to coach guys like that.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Gary Santanello from New York Times.
Hi, Don. I know you and your team have embraced the competition in the Big Ten, and last year going down the stretch, it was great. What do you think it'll take for, you know, the Minnesota fans to really buy into the Big Ten?
That's a really good question. You know, I just think that as we continue to move forward, that you start to embrace the new and forget about the old. And I think I said it at the first question, talked about Notre Dame, that, you know, I go back to when I played college hockey in the 70s, and you had basically one league in the West and one league in the East. And, you know, five of the seven teams that are currently in the Big Ten were part of that league. And, you know, obviously with Penn State and Ohio State, there's two more that were NCAA tournament teams a year ago. You have to embrace the way college hockey is today, no different than, you know, you've seen the realignment in a lot of the conferences. And we have good teams. We have great coaches. We have team schools that are committed to their Division I college hockey program. And you know what? We had a lot of exciting games last year, and it's only going to get better. And I think you'll see that this upcoming year in the future. So it's just getting used to the new norm. And each year that goes by, you get more and more used to the way things are today.
Thank you, Don.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. You have a follow-up from one of Joe Christensen, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Don, I know injuries are always part of it, but how much do you think losing Novak and Lindgren hurt you guys last in the playoffs? And then just you said they're both back to full health. I mean, how was their recovery over the offseason?
You know what? I've always said at the end, you have to be good, you got to be lucky, and you have to be healthy. Obviously, you know, those are two pretty important players. We kind of got used to not having Tommy because he got hurt in January, and you recover from that. But there's no doubt that losing Ryan the last weekend of the regular season to his broken leg was a blow. But, you know, we all get faced with it, and you carry on. The good thing is that they both went through their rehab. They're both cleared 100%. I know that Ryan was at the World Junior Camp. He didn't play in games. He could have, you know, but they know where he's at with their team, and so he practiced, and, you know, he's looked good. Same with Tommy. I mean, it'll probably take Tom a little bit just to get back, you know, when you start to play games, the confidence and getting hit and delivering a blow and receiving a blow and, you know, getting back up to game speed. It probably won't happen the first day, but I liked how he's progressed this month. Each practice, you know, we're getting him back up to speed and tempo, and obviously see that, you know, he's got the great hands and the great vision, and, you know, he's obviously a really good player and is going to play a real important role to our success this year.
Thanks, Don.
Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning, and best of luck this season.
Thank you.